Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, December 29th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The year's winding down, so we got a couple of typical year-end tasks to take care of. One thing we typically do around New Year is always a couple of surveys to see how we should move forward in the coming year. First survey I just made live today. It's in particular if you would like to submit firewall logs, but currently you don't. So this survey is supposed to help us figure out how we can help you submit firewall logs. Please leave an email address if you would like any feedback, if you have any questions while you fill out that survey. Secondly, we also have a diary by Daniel about, well, New Year's resolutions, and the one resolution he puts up there, which certainly rings home with a lot of you, is, well, remove Flash. With Adobe itself now de-emphasizing Flash in its design and development processes. So it certainly makes sense to seriously consider to no longer use Flash. From talking to people, the part where I think a lot of people have problems with Flash is that there are some internal business applications. These are custom applications that were written in Flash, and it's really hard to get rid of them and to replace them. So this may be one reason why a lot of people hang on to Flash. Two-factor authentication, of course, is also a big topic over the last couple of years, and hopefully will make a big breakthrough. And then, well, strong encryption. We just had last week with the Juniper disaster. Again, one more reason why you really want to make sure that your encryption settings are up to par and are actually meeting modern requirements. Even with PCI delaying the introduction, the mandatory introduction of TLS somewhat, it's still a good idea to make sure that you are supporting only strong and modern ciphers and encryption settings. And speaking about Flash, Adobe got a surprise update for us here. It's actually, I believe, the first bulletin that's labeled 16, so probably was scheduled for next patch Tuesday in January, but got moved ahead a little bit. This particular patch fixes 19 different vulnerabilities, and the likely reason why Adobe accelerated the rollout of this particular bulletin is that one of the vulnerabilities is already being used in limited targeted attacks. So if you got some time this week, this is probably something you want to apply if you're not busy just uninstalling Flash. And for the conspiracy theorists among you, it's interesting to note that the one vulnerability that is already being exploited has been reported by two researchers from Huawei's IT infrastructure and security department, which typically means that they fell victim to an attack that used this particular exploit. Apparently, a large database with data from 190 million US voters was publicly accessible on the internet. A couple of interesting aspects here. First of all, it's not clear where the data came from. If you think about it, 190 million voters, that's probably close to everybody registered to vote in the US. Secondly, a lot of the data is actually public. Political parties have to be given access to this data. So essentially, any political party or anyone working for a political party may have had access to the data in some states, like for example Florida, where I live. A lot of the data is public in the sense that anybody can go to the voter registration website and download the data without any questions asked. Really depends a little bit on the state how confidential this data is treated. And so far, it's a little bit surprising that the data hasn't been leaked in this form before. Actually, I just did a quick look up on the number of registered voters in the US. It turns out to be 146 million, according to statisticbrain.com. So the database with 191 million voters is actually larger than the number of registered voters. But it's very possible that this database, in addition to voter registration data, actually includes data that, for example, a party collected independently. And currently, the Chaos Computer Congress is running in Hamburg with a ton of really interesting talks. Sadly, the website for the event is down. They usually do have live streams, so if you have some time, maybe worthwhile to check in with them. Lots of hardware hacking, things like wireless payment terminals, Nintendo 3DS hacking, also talks about networks in trains and the like, and a little analysis about the Volkswagen diesel scandal and what exactly happened here. So pretty good talks usually, but like I said, too much to really cover and I can't get to the site right now. Well, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.